Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside.fm allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. I am Josh and I am joined by my co-host Tobias. We are here to talk about the last two games and how it went. Knicks versus Spurs, Knicks versus Pacers, a game they should have won, and they ended up on the wrong side of that game. We also will give our next five game predictions. Those are huge here on the podcast, so we are excited for us to tell you them and excited for you to hear them as we keep the or we will be keeping our records throughout the entirety of the season and are excited to see who will predict the most correct or incorrect Knicks games by the end of this, hopefully playoff-bound season, although I do have some statistics and they are not in the Knicks' favor of making the playoffs, so we'll go through all of it. And we are coming to you very short after our last episode, only on Tuesday, this one coming out on Friday, so happy to be joining you. Normally, Tobias, we kind of go either on like a 7-day range, like maybe 10 days sometimes. But, you know, quick little update here episode. Shouldn't be too long. I mean, you'll know by the time you're listening how long it is. But we're going through this live right now. I want to say it's been a quick week. How are you doing?
You know, I think this week has been good so far. Almost Christmas break, you know.
Getting there.
Fun, yeah. I mean, the reason we really recorded so close back-to-back is because our five predictions ran out. Normally, we record like five games in between each recording, but this week we did like two for the five games, you know what I mean? Because we had that special game for the Nets with Alex, and then we also did the one last week to recap the last three, and now we're going to recap these last two. So I want to say, I mean, it was a good performance against the Spurs. We won. Almost by, what, 15-something points? 11, I think.
Yeah, we won by 11. The final score, 121-109.
A great performance by RJ, by the way. Really good to come back off of that illness that he had, right? What was it, non-COVID illness or something?
I want to make sure, because you know you made fun of me about the math here. 121-109 would be 12 points, right? So, just want to...
So you messed up on the math again.
So I guess I messed up on the math again. Yes, if we're gonna
anyway,
go
RJ had 32 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and he played a really dominant game. He was nailing the three. I could say, what did he have? Like 6, 7 3-pointers? And at one point, he was like 5 for 5.
We were getting on top of RJ before that game, and he was able to have a really good one.
Yeah,
dropping,
bounce back. You know,
32 in 39 minutes. Sorry, go ahead.
I said that already, but, you know, it's whatever. No, he showed a good performance. I mean, this is what RJ can be. He can be that dominant post scorer with the three ball in his arsenal. And, I mean, that's what he needs to be for us. We need that from him every game, but I don't think we're going to get that. And that's a problem. He's too inconsistent for my liking, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you're sending it to me now? I wanted to give you a pause to make sure, you know, we weren't cutting each other off. So you're sending it to me now. I can talk.
Yeah, yes.
Now.
I'm sending it to you now.
Oh, okay. I'm very proud of that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, I would agree. RJ Barrett has been good in the last little two games. I mean, let's talk about a win for a little bit before we get to the negatives, because I'm sure we can talk about that. But yes, I would agree with you. Against the Spurs, it was a good game. I'd like to say that we could have broken it out a little bit more or broken it out, broken it out a little bit more. I don't know the correct wording there that I could use. I just thought we're a better team than the Spurs record wise. And I think playing wise, we were able to keep it an 8 to 10 point buffer throughout the whole game. But I just thought here and there, the Spurs had their little spurts, not to sound anything like implied like that, but they were able to, the double S's there got me, but they were able to have their little things to kind of like creep back, but we were able to hold it. We were able to hold it down. We got the win. Like you said,
a win's a win.
Now you're cutting me off. I see how it is.
Okay. Well, like we just like jump off each other. You know what I mean? We piggyback off each other. That's like the whole point. A win's a win. You know what I mean? It was a great game. We won. That's all that really matters. And at the end of the season, you're not going to look back, oh, we only beat the Spurs by 12. No, you're going to see the win. You're going to not worry about it at all. Now, let's get to the negatives. All right.
Already? I was just going to go through the score sheet and how Randall, he dropped 15-7-7. Burks got 18.
Okay,
Quickly
but like,
got 16.
The people on the podcast are not here to hear the negatives, okay? They're not here for this. They want to understand what's wrong with this basketball team.
You mean they're not here for the positives? You just said they're not here for the negatives.
You know exactly what I mean.
That's why I'm correcting you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, let's get to this Pacers game.
Sure.
Oh my god. I like shut it off like before the fourth quarter started. That's how bad it was, okay? We were down by like almost 20 most of the second half and beyond, right? It was not a good performance. A lot of people didn't play well, and it was a lot to be wanted after that performance. Like that was a bad game by us against the Pacers, who aren't even a good team right now, too. Like
I just wanted to get the percentages. I know it's a little later now, and RJ Barrett, though, from the 3-point line, he went 7-for-8 in that game, Toby, with a 0.875%.
Yep.
So pretty freaking good.
Good performance from him.
But he went 3-for-5 against the Pacers as well. So let's get into it. You're right. 122-102. Knicks lose by 20 against the Indiana Pacers. And
if it was at home, we would be getting booed. Let's be honest right now.
Yeah. Miles Turner, 22 points, Sabonis, 21 points, excuse me.
We need
me.
To trade for Turner, man. They said they were going to rebuild, right? We should talk about it. We need to trade for Miles Turner.
Remember how we were saying that like this starting five is just, they're there, but we need someone to stand out from the rest? It didn't happen this game. We had like the same consistency of guys like Barrett getting 19, Randall getting 18, Burks getting 15, Quickly getting 11 off the bench, Obi Toppin getting 30. There wasn't one standout guy. There wasn't Randall dropping 35. There wasn't Barrett dropping 32. There wasn't Burks dropping 30. Quick wasn't coming off the bench scoring 22. Rose, we didn't have that in this 20. Game. There wasn't an actual offensive superpower on the offensive side of the ball. And let's be honest, this Thibodeau defensive system was not the Thibodeau defensive system that we normally see, right?
And it hasn't been all year. Let's say that. It hasn't been the way it should have been all year. Like last year, the reason we made the playoffs, the reason we were so good, the reason we were the fourth seed or whatever we were, is because we had that defensive system that won us a lot of games down the stretch, especially. And this year, it's just been so lackluster. I mean, we've touched on it so many times beforehand, but I mean, you can't bring it up enough because that's the main reason we're losing games. We let up 120 points to the Pacers, a team that's rebuilding at that, and we can't even score more than 102. Like, come on, man.
And you put in the doc, and I'm glad you did because it's something that we should really talk about, is that this is a back-to-back, right? And you can't expect back-to-back wins, right? It's hard to do that, especially in the game of basketball.
It
You're
is,
traveling
yeah.
up and down the court, and it's the same yeah. players back-to-back nights. It's a little different from baseball, where it's a little more athleticism that you need, right, on back-to-back
yeah,
nights.
Right.
I get it. But you're right. You put here the Knicks look tired and sluggish in the game two of the back-to-back against the Pacers, and I would agree. I think that's what I saw out there on Wednesday night, last night.
I mean, yeah, they were lackluster. They weren't playing with conviction. They weren't hustling to balls. They weren't fighting for boards like they should be. I mean, the whole game was lackluster, really. The only person that I saw bring energy was Obi Toppin, and that's it. Leading me to another point, Obi needs more minutes.
And we talk about it every episode. Literally, it's been a trend for at least the last three or four episodes. Obi Toppin in this game got only 20 minutes. And you look at the other starters, we had Barrett going for 35 minutes. He only got 19. It's not bad, I understand. Obviously, Julius Randle is our big starter there. But I still think that he is a starting caliber player. He is. And he can definitely start over Barrett, have Barrett come off the bench. You could definitely have Randle come off the bench. Imagine Julius Randle coming off the bench for Obi Toppin.
Yeah, I don't like that. No offense.
Really?
Barrett is, I mean, Julius Randle is our star, okay?
Okay.
We can't forget from where we came from. You know what I mean? And to take him off the bench, that just feels like a little bit disrespectful, especially after we gave him such a big contract. I was thinking, do we try to trade Obi Toppin? The way he's been performing this year off the bench, do you think we should trade him for someone like Miles Turner or Sabonis?
No, just because he's our young talent, you know? And honestly, all I saw from other people in the media after this past offseason signing Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker, they're saying, oh yeah, the Knicks can make a jump like this year, and then next year, that's their real building ground. They have the draft picks, they involve them, and then 2022-23 season, which I know I'm going really far into the future, that's the year that they can compete for the finals. The thing is, I can very much, you know, I can get behind that. I can agree with that, where Miles McBride, Quentin Grimes, they already had a league in the NBA, and then you go to Toppin and Quickly, they've had 2 years. Barrett's on his, what, fourth? And then Randall's in his contract, all that good stuff, right? So maybe we can contend for the finals next year. The only thing is, we're supposed to see improvements from last year into this year. And so far, you're right. Yes, we haven't. We haven't seen that so far. And I said in the beginning of this podcast, I had a stat to say basically what's going on right now. And the Knicks have lost 4 of their past 5 and have split the first 2 contests of a 3-game road trip. It's not good. And Thibodeau had something to say about it. Just having the necessary energy at the start of the game, that's probably the biggest thing that was missing. Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau said, just our defense, they're a good team. I thought we scored, but we didn't guard. So he even talked about the lack of defensive intensity.
And he knows against it. We all know he knows it. Like, he has been very upset with this defensive. You can tell. They're definitely doing some pressers or something, because, damn, it is not good right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I agree. And then that puts a look in the Eastern Conference. And I understand, you know, can't really look at standings right now, but the Knicks are 12-13. We're below 500 at this point. We're 5 games back, and we're sitting in 11th place. And we're not even in the top 8, top, what, 9 spots right now if you get into the playing game.
I thought it was top 10, right? Isn't it top 10?
Oh, is it top 10 playing game and 9 and 10 playing each other? Wow, okay. So we're, yeah. So maybe we're okay, but still, we're not. Let's get over 500.
You don't
want
to be contending for a play-in spot, though. Come on now, with the signings we've made and the players that we have, we don't want to be contending for a play-in spot. Like, what? That's not what we want to be. We don't want to be a below 500 team. This is not who we want to be. We need to see improvement. No.
But, you know, it's unfortunate because we're going to have another, not back-to-back days-wise, but back-to-back games Sunday and Tuesday against the Bucks and against the Warriors. Bucks right now, remember when we played them, Tobias, both times they weren't too high up in the conference. Well, now they're third, and the Warriors, we already know the story with them. They're first in the West at 21
in basketball,
best team in basketball, 21-4. And Steph Curry is on fire like I can't even say we've never seen it before, because we have. That man is an absolute amazing player, a stud. And it's hard to say with LeBron and KD, but one of the, I don't want to, you know, put a too big of a hard take, a big take, but I do want to say that he has been one of the best in our generation growing up 100%.
Oh, 100%. And he's in almost his second prime at this point. I mean, like, can this guy just grow old and just leave the NBA or come to the Knicks? I mean, that's fine too. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch him just rain down threes, and we're going to see that. We need to get – last year, our perimeter defense was one of the strongest – like, I don't want to say one of the strongest, but it was very strong, right? It was good. That was a good reason why our defense was so good, and we need to exemplify that against Steph Curry. We cannot let him go off against us, because he will. He will drop 40 on us if we don't go and play better than we have so far. We need to bring the energy, we need to bring the intensity, and we need to win that Warriors game.
And I was checking out Twitter, alluding off of the Eastern Conference. Basketball Reference put out their Eastern Conference playoff odds. The Nets are crosstown rival, having 93.6%. The Knicks all the way down here at the bottom of the tweet with 14.2% chance of making the Eastern Conference playoffs. I know it's early. That's just something that came up on my feed that I wanted to mention. There's also been a little bit of a scare because Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers, after we played them, has gone into, I believe, like the COVID protocol. He tested positive, I want to say, after the Knicks game. So for precautions, the Pacers, I believe, did not have practice today, as well as the Raptors, who the Knicks play tomorrow night, Friday night at 7:30. I didn't see anything about the Knicks not having practice, although I would like to read this tweet from Knicks Newsday writer Steve Popper, saying, "Sounds as if there is no danger of Knicks game being postponed against Raptors. No Raptors players in protocols, and with fully vaccinated Knicks team, not believed anyone would cross in close contact, and being vaxxed, no quarantine." So we should be good to go, and a positive thing to hear from, although not so good, and we hope Rick Carlisle's everything's okay there. Oh my God, my alarm's going off here. We hope everything's okay with Rick Carlisle. I guess that was my alarm, you know, reminding me that we have to do our five predictions now. Which you want to go to that first, Toby? I know you like reading through them.
All right, yep. We're both 10-10 now. Okay, we had a little bit of a tough stretch here. You predicted a lot of losses. I predicted some wins. You know, we're iffy right now, okay? But with this stretch, I'm going to go ahead, and he's going to fall behind. Trust me, guys. You want to be betting with me if you are betting, which we don't condone, by the way.
All right. Well, I mean... Well, we don't. Oh, we don't condone betting our picks. Yes, that is true, because we're not good enough for that now.
Yeah, and especially if you're under 18 too. All right. Anyways, the Raptors. I'm going with a win. Come on, the Raptors are terrible. Like, they don't have their head coach. They haven't practiced. We have to beat the Raptors.
I would have to agree. We have to beat them. Doesn't mean that I predict that we are going to beat them. I go with the loss as the Debbie Downer Knicks fan. The second game is going to be Bucks. We're going to be and I want to make this clear. I'm not even blaming you. I didn't say anything. I did the home and away to just, you know, make sure that they were correct this time. So
that little jab. I know you guys saw that little jab to make sure they're correct. Listen to this guy. Anyway, Bucks. Okay,
We crisscross. I'm doing the Bucks. Knicks are home for this game. Toby, what do you have?
That's a dub. Come on now. We beat the Bucks before. Let's do it again.
I don't know. It's split right now. Split right now. The season series. What did you say?
I said fuck your life.
Oh, bing bong. Anyway. The Bucks Knicks series is tied right now. Basically, yeah, I'm giving it to the Bucks. I'm sorry, they're third in the Eastern Conference right now. Go ahead with the Warriors.
Warriors, that's an L. Come on, Will. Let's be realistic here. The Warriors, best team in basketball. L. I know you're gonna predict an L too because we're not idiotic fans.
Yeah.
All right, Rockets.
This is also we're not idiotic fans because, okay, let's be honest. We are in big goddamn trouble if we lose to this team. There should be no reason why it's going to happen.
They are so shit. Like, it's just funny how bad they are. They don't have a single player that impresses me on that roster.
So,
them, I'm going to be mad.
So, from just Toby's quick explanation, you can already know what we're going to guess. Two wins on our side. Toby, you got the last one.
And the Celtics. I mean, we beat them before in overtime. It was a close game, but they've looked pretty mediocre so far. They lost by 20 to the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers did gel that game, but they haven't really been looking that good. We beat them before, and I think we'll beat them again. Dub for the Knicks.
We've split a lot of season series so far, and that's the only that's one of the reasons we're also going to Boston. And as we know, TD Garden, MSG, two very loud gardens in that way of thinking about it. Boston's a really competitive place to play. And I think we split the season series so far, and it makes it 1-1, and I have a loss against the Celtics. You know, again, Debbie Downer.
I just want to say, he's predicted 4 losses against the Raptors, Bucks, Warriors, Rockets, and Celtics.
Listen, it got to be what it got to be. And with that, I want to say, you got any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
We're fucked.
Gotta drop the F-bomb multiple times this episode. Seriously. All right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. You can go to shippitstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps. That is shippitstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps for all the links to this podcast and everywhere you can find it. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you do listen. Follow us on Twitter at TCTNSOfficial. That is TCTNSOfficial. And we will see you next time, next week, I want to say, for our recap on the next few games. Let's go, Knicks. And hope for some wins. Yeah, hope for some wins, and we're out. Peace.
All right, see ya.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.